Good morning, brother and sister.
早上好,
thank you for praying for me.
谢谢你们为我祷告.
So I have a really good time in France.
我在法国度过一个美好的时光.
With my sister.
去见我的姐姐.
But other things somehow God gave me some experience to share with you guys.
给我一些经历呢,
this morning,
one,
and I was in the Louvre. The Louvre is the center of the all the greatest work, greatest artistic work in the world, right?
我去了那个卢浮宫，在那里面，你知道，那里面都有很多那些大师的那些创作。
Just the painting, that's a 50,000 painting there. It take you probably 3 months to look at each of them.
在那个卢浮宫里面有几万张的这个油画，你肯定要很多的时间去欣赏。
Today I'm going to share one painting with you.
今天我只跟你们分享其中一幅油画。
And one of the greatest painting by Rembrandt.
是一个是很有名的那个伦勃朗的创作。
Dutch painter, 400 years ago when he read Luke 15, chapter 15.
就是那个，他是丹麦的画家，他画的画呢是根据这个《路加福音》15章里面的一段，一段。
And he was impressed. That's the end. That's the last piece of art he's going to paint. He was painting, but it was one of the greatest.
这是他画的最后一幅画，是他画的最后一幅。
Yeah.
真的是他画的最后一幅画，
other than Mona Lisa, you know, in Louvre, you look, that's three or four pieces. You look at Mona Lisa, the Victory, you know, and the Venice. That's a three pieces you have to look at. But other than this three, this is number four. This one should be the one you should look for too, because it gives you a true lesson about his life. It's about himself, actually. About his life.
这卢浮宫里面呢有几幅很有名的作品，就头三名呢就是比如说像蒙娜丽莎啦，就是什么维纳斯啊这些名画。第四名呢就是最流行的就是今天我们要讨论的这个浪子维罗伦布朗的这幅作品。这幅作品呢其实也是反映了他自己的一生里面的一些他自己的经历。
Luke 15, you know, is about the prodigal son, the return of prodigal son.
这《路加福音》15章呢，是讲的是浪子回头的故事。
And some of you familiar with this story, but some of you not. So we're going to read that.
你们当中啊，可能你们都已经熟悉了，就读过了。那你们当中也可能有些还没有读过的，我们一起来读。
And Abbe Goy is has a great talent in drawing and painting.
阿美哥他画画很厉害的。
And in school is recognized by the school too. So we ask God to bless her too.
他在学校画画都得到不少的表扬，我们真的为他祷告，希望他将来可以很好的发挥他的。
Let's go to Luke 15:11. And the story is the return of prodigal son. But we can say he's coming home.
浪子回头的故事，这是回家的故事。
And today Isaac, pastor, oldest daughter, is coming home. She's going to stay home.
Isaac, 他回来了，牧师最大的孩子。
Coming home is a great feeling. It's a great feeling to come home.
回家真好，是不是？
We know that when we are out there, every day we have to come home. How many people don't come home at night? No. Everybody come home.
我们无论去到哪里，我们都需要回家，我们都会有个回家一个很。
But Luke 15 tells us the story. The son, the younger son, he doesn't want home. He wants to go out there in the jungle and try to, you know, wandering around, try to find his own life, and he ended up miserably. He came back home.
但路加福音里面讲的那个浪子，他可就不一样了，他不是很想家，他想要去外面，去野外，去那个去发展他自己这个生命，但结果是非常的悲惨。
Okay, Luke 15,
路加福音十五章。
So we can 11,
十一节。
Okay, Alvin, then you read that.
好。
Yeah. You focus, let Alvin read that.
好，我来读英文，大家如果。Tamara, you have to read for yourself. Can you see you well?
Tamara, do you know the story, the prodigal son, right? The returned prodigal son? Okay, then you read the Chinese.
Okay, 我读中文。Okay, 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子又就把他一切所有的都收拾起来。往远方去了，在那里任意放荡浪费资产，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配做你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是他起来往父亲那里去，乡里还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的镜像，年年与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把他上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死里复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫一个仆人过来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟回来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你那么多年，从来没有违背你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一回来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
The reason why the father have a party feast, very simple.
为什么这个父亲呢？他又举办派对，又有搞个大的这个聚餐。
Lost, but now is found.
原因很简单，是因为他的这个儿子呢是失而又得的。
Not because you know who's doing right, who's doing wrong, because this son of mine is dead, but now is alive.
不是说是谁做的对，做的错。而是这个儿子，他死了的这个儿子，他现在又活过来。
We need to rejoice.
我们应当要喜乐呀。
And God is gracious.
神是充满恩典的神。
When you come home,
当你回来
，God is very happy.
神是非常喜乐。
God will not ask you, you know, what did you wrong? What did you do wrong? Whatever. God just want you to come home.
你回来了，你都回来了，神不会质问你说你为什么当初做这个做那个的。
Why? Because you are.
为什么呢
？You are his son.
因为你是他的儿子。
His daughter.
你是他的女儿。
Doesn't matter.
因为过去的就不重要了。
And God, you know, God is the Father.
神是我们的天父。
In the New Testament, why New Testament is new?
新约为什么是新的呢
？Because one simple thing.
因为有个简单的东西。
God is your father.
神是我们的父亲。
You have a new father.
你有个新的父。
You are the son and the daughters.
你是他的儿女。
You are children of God.
你是神的孩子。
That's the climax of the Bible.
这是圣经里面的高潮。
Not just saved.
不是说只是被得救了。
You saved.
你是得救了。
You are only another person.
但你只是另外一个人得救了。
But God raised you up with Christ.
但是神呢把你举起来。
And adopt you to be his son.
来领养你们，等于是领养你们。
That's why there's a New Testament. You are the new children of God.
是新约里面的，你们是神的儿女。
So you must realize.
所以你们要明白过。
Your new ID.
你们的新的身份。
Your new life.
你们新的生命
，You becoming your daily thought. You are the children of God.
你们成为神的儿女了。
Because you are children of God, you are in the family.
你们成为神的儿女了，成为神的家人了。
God will love you.
神爱你们。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你们。
That's the obligation of the Father.
这是真的是神的，他愿意做的。
That's a tremendous blessing.
这是极大的祝福。
That's why 1 John said.How great is the love that the Lord has lavished on you? You become the children of God.
就像约翰一书里面讲说，这神向我们所神向我们的这个爱是何等的大，他称我们为他的儿女。
You inherit the eternal life, and also you inherit the inheritance of the heaven.
我们承受的是天上的产业，是永恒的产业。
The earthly inheritance is too small.
地上的产业太小了。
We are children of God. We don't need those because you die and you cannot bring it with you. But when you die, you go home.
作为神的儿女的话，这个地上的产业是真的是很小，你死了就没了。
This is not your home. This is not your home.
那是你的天家，地上的不是我们家。
And Jesus said in John 15.
耶稣说在十五章约翰福音十五章里面说
，I go to prepare a place for you。
我们在天上为你们预备地方。
This is your home。
那个才是你的家。
When I prepare a place for you, I'll come back to take you with me。
我预备的地方，我会回来带你们去到那里。
This is talking about personal。
这是耶稣他讲的是对我们个人讲。
This is a personal God. It's one to one。
是神是一对一的对我们讲的。
Celine, I'll bring you home。
所以我会带你到天上。
I prepare a place for you.
在天上我为你预备地方。
There's a many room, many houses in heaven.
有许多的地方。
I prepare a place for you. I'll come back to pick you up.
我为你预备，我还会带你去。
And bring Celine home.
会带 Celine 回到天上
家。Each individual, God going to bring you home.
每个人他都会带我们去到天上家。
And Thomas asked, how do I know where's my home?
多马就有问题了，说啊，我怎么知道？我看不
见。
耶稣说
，I'm the way，
我就是道路
；I'm the truth，
我就是真理
；I'm the life，
我就是生命。
Only through me you can go home. I'll bring you home. Only through Jesus，
通过我，唯有通过耶稣才能去到那个天上的家。
You cannot go home through Buddha，
你不可能通过那个佛陀去到天国。
You cannot go home through Allah.
你不可能通过阿拉去到这个。
You cannot go home through other God. There's no other God. There's only one God.
别的神都不可能，因为只有一个神。
And Jesus bring you home to the only God.
耶稣会把你带到那个唯一的。
Because he is the Son of God, he come down to bring you home.
因为他是父神的儿子。
Now you are the Son of God too.
现在你们也被称为神的儿女。
You are the children of God too.
你们是神的孩子。
You're going to go home.
你们会回家。
And God will make sure you will go home.
确保了你们都会回到天
上家。The world is not your home.
这地上的不是我们家。
Don't take it too seriously.
不要太看得太严肃地上的事情。
No matter what, you're going to lose everything.
无论是怎么样的，你会地上的都会失去的。
So learn to lose something now is good. Good for you to simplify your life.
所以如果我们地上我们学到了什么东西的话，那也是好的。
And when we die, we go home to see.
而且我们如果在地上，我们过世了，我们会去到天上。
But spiritually, we die every day. We go home every day.
但从属灵的角度来讲，其实我们每天呢都是死去了活。
We need to go back to God because we wandering around.
回到神的面前，因为我们都是在地上，我们是在流浪。
Why? Because we're suffering.
为什么？因为我们在受苦啊。
We pursue the world.
我们追求是地上的世界。
And you look at the picture. Start to look at the painting now.
你看那个，看那个
by Rembrandt
油画，这是伦勃朗画的。
That painting, the value by Sotheby's, the value by Christie is around $300 million, US dollar. That painting.
300 million.
Not very big, only that big.
Wow.
Around 5 feet by 4 feet.
是三亿哦，差不多三亿哦，就这幅画的价钱，三亿。
It's not about money.
美元。
About the story.
但这个不是说只是因为钱的事。
When I look at the painting,
这个故事在那背后。
The painting has three different areas, three spotlight. One spotlight is on the father, one is on the older son, one is on the younger son.
这幅画呢，你看就像它像有个聚光灯一样，一个灯光呢是打在这个父亲身上，一个是在这个小儿子，一个是在大儿子。
In our Bible study, I talked to my group about the love of the Father. The Father's love is unfailing. It's always there.
在小组里面呢，我们已经有分享过这幅画，是这个天父呢，他是一个慈爱的天父。
Welcome, Anil and.
欢迎 Neil
and Tong Tong.
欢迎 Tong Tong.
Neil, you sit down here. Or can you listen?
Neil, 要不要来？在这坐。
哦，他只是把我送进来。
哦
，OK.
Neil, 好，欢迎哦。
If you like, you can sit down.
谁可以来？
好。We are talking about a painting.
So.
From the Louvre.
讨论。
In Paris.
对。
Maybe that's interesting.
巴黎的一幅名画，你会有兴趣的。
Oh, we'll continue.
好，我们会继续，我们继续。
When you look at the picture,
当你看这幅画的时候
，in our small group we talk about the unfailing love, the everlasting love of the Father. The Father is always waiting for you to come home.
我们在小组里面就有讨论过，这个父亲呢，他其实一直在等着这个浪子回家。
The father knew, you know, the son going to come home because it's a jungle out there. It's horrible out there.
父亲知道这个孩子是会回家的。
He kept waiting.
他知道那个是野外是不行，他会回来，所以他一直在等。
You think you're waiting for God? Actually, God is waiting for you every day.
你觉得你在等神，其实是神在等你。
To come home,
等你回家。
God is always, you know, looking over the horizon, waiting for you to come home.
神一直在远远的看着我们，等我们回家。
And but we don't want to go home. We want to look around. We want to aim at the world. We want to pursue.
但是我们却不愿意回家，我们愿意看着这个世界，花花世界，让我们非常的被吸引，不愿意回家。
Look at the son, the prodigal son. He
看看那个流浪的儿子，就那个小儿子。
He has been pursuing the world, and you can see what happened.And he became miserable.
他在寻求这个世界，追求这个世界，却没想到落了个悲惨的。
Because we all struggle.
结局，因为我们也都是一样，在这个挣扎
之中。We love the world.
我们喜爱这个世界。
The Bible says, "If you love the world,"
圣经说，如果你爱这个世界
，you cannot love God.
你就没办法爱神。
That is where that is in First John 2:15.
在那个约翰一书里面第二章
说的这
个，我们看这个约翰一书第二章十五节。好，慢慢来。那个小儿子呢，就是那个画上的那个跪在地上的那个，就是小儿子；站着的这个手交叉的那个，就是大儿子。第二章十五节。
十五节。
第二章十五节。
We look at what the younger son has done. The Bible already mentioned.
我们看那个小儿子呢，他所做的。
What he was pursuing, he pursuing the world.
他追求的是什么？他追求的是世界。
And the temporary thing, the temporary thing.
他追求的是暂时的东西。
And the Bible tells us all these temporary things will not bring you love, joy, peace, will bring you misery.
圣经告诉我们，这暂时的东西呢，它都不会给你带来
快乐。Chasing after wind is empty.
我这个就像是捕风一样的，是虚空。
15:15. Oh, that's English there. To Tamara, you can read the English.
Tamara.
Let me read the English. Do not love the world or anything in the world.
我来最后我来读英语好了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Okay.
For everything in the world, the craving of the sinful man, the lust of his eye, and the boasting what he has and what he will do.That is not from the Father, from the world. The world and its desire, 17, will pass away, but the man who does the will of God lasts forever. The Bible advises us, do not love the world.
圣经提醒我们不要爱这个世界。
God will give you enough to live in the world, but do not rely on it, do not trust it, do not love it.
神会给我们足够的供应在这个世上好好的生活。
Because this is not your home.
对。但这个地上的不是我们的家。
We all going to die, and you cannot bring anything with you.
我们大家都会过世的，都会离开这个世界。
The glory will be gone.
这个任何的地上的荣耀都会没
了。The Bible said we are all like grass. You know, the glory is like the flower of the grass. They are all gone.
圣经上说，这个草必枯干，花必凋谢，一切都会过去的。
We come naked, we will go naked.
我们赤身而来，也赤身而去。
Don't focus on this thing. Focus on eternal.
不要聚焦在这个地上的这些东西。
What's eternal? The Bible says.
我们要聚焦在这个永恒的东西。什么是永恒的呢？
The man who does the will of God will live forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The problem of the younger son, if you look at the picture,
那个
the younger son pursue the world.
小儿子呢，他是追求这个世界的。
Not only the younger son.
不只是这个小儿子伦布朗吗
Reuben actually is the prodigal son. He's the one who pursued the world, and he at the end he lost everything.
伦布朗呢，就是这幅画的这个作者呢，他也是他知道他自己也是个浪子，他是寻求追求这个世界，结果他失去了一切。
He came home at the end.
到最后，他终于回家了。
But he lost his wife, lost his children, lost his fortune. He went bankrupt. But eventually, God bring him home.
他失去了他的妻子，失去了他的孩子，他的银行里面的所有的钱也全部都没了。
But that's good because finally he came home.
这是好的，使得他终于反省过来。
Now
回家
he lose all the temporary thing, but he gained the eternal.
他失去了地上这一切是暂时的。但他终于得着了是永恒的。
And he pursued the world, at the end he lost everything.
他追求世界，到了最后，他一切都失去了。
But at least he gained his own soul.
他得回了他真正的灵魂。
And some of us, you know, we pursue the world and lose our own soul.
我们当中也是有一些人呢，他就追求这个世界，但失去了他们的灵魂。
There's three things in the world we're looking for.
有三件事我们要看的。
We all, as a matter of fact, we're not only rampant. We are all like a prodigal son.
我们当然没有像伦布朗那样那么凄惨，但其实一定程度上我们也都是浪子。
God actually did not want him to be like that. God asked him to come home many times, and he still pursued the world. That's what happened.
神呢，其实已经呼召那个伦布朗回头回家好几次了，他都没有。
Romans 8:15 talking about if you pursue the world, at the end you'll die.
罗马书第八章十五节就讲到了，如果你是寻求这个世界的，你会死亡。
If you come home, then
如果你回家
，God will keep you in love.
So
in this world, in the next world too.
如果你回家的话呢，这个地上的神会给你足够的，而且你还有永恒的家。
That's three things the Bible talks. Three things we pursue.
这里讲了三个东西是人会去追求的。世界上的
the cravings of the sinful man. The first thing.
这个第一个呢，就是人的这个追求这个情欲呢。
And actually, in the Louvre, that is some painting about the prodigal son pursuing the world too. That's other paintings there to talk and describe how he pursued the world.
其实在卢浮宫里面还有别的这个名画，那些画子画的这些浪子，他是怎么去寻求这个地上的这些情欲的
？We talking about in philosophy is called hedonism。
在哲学上的这个叫做享乐主义。
The most important is happy。
最重要就是我要开心，我要快乐。
Just be happy。
就是我要喜乐，我要快乐，我要这个这个享乐
，the feeling of happiness，
就是我要感觉到快乐。
Then we pursue them，
就是人会去追求的。
But unfortunately, life is not like that。
但是呢，生命却不是这样的。
There's a lot of suffering，
会有很多的痛苦。
There's some people pursue wisdom，
有人呢，他是追求智慧。
In philosophy, it's called epistemology。
哲学上叫
知性。
知识论，
知识论。Some people, I don't want, I don't care about, you know, whether happy or not. I just want wisdom.
有些人他说，我不在乎什么快乐不快乐，我只想要知道智慧。
Knowledge is power.
知识就是力量，对他来说。
有人是追求
这个，他追求的是这个知识。智慧
，That's a Greek philosophy。
这个是希腊的哲学。
Wisdom is most important。
这是智慧呢，是很重要的。
But unfortunately, wisdom is only a thing. It cannot bring you happiness. Cannot build relationship with you.
但是智慧呢，是不能带给你跟神的关系。
There's always other people wiser than you.
你会发现呢，总有人比你聪明。
And you don't have control over tomorrow.
然后你没办法掌管这个明天。
If we pursue that。And then you're going to become really miserable.
如果你去寻求这些的话，你发现你最后还是很悲惨。
And the younger son, he pursue materialism to money and sex.
这个小儿子呢，他追求的是物质主义，追求这些金钱啊、色欲啊。
And the third one, this is the one.
你看，这第三个就是
the boasting of what he has and what he does.
今生的骄傲。
Well, he's big house, big car, all these things. But
有人呢会觉得说啊，我很骄傲，我有大房子、大车。
But suddenly he got a heart attack.
突然间心脏那个。
And he died.
停跳。
What happened to my friend?
就死了。
So all these things we pursue, the wisdom, the feeling.Of happiness and also about the materialism, we buy a lot of things in Paris. I go to see so many different Louis Vuitton, you know, Hermes, and all these Galette, all these famous.
我在巴黎也是看到很多各样的名牌啊，什么包啊。
It's all materialism in Paris.
这些都是物质主义，物质世界。
But I see some old people They're in a wheelchair. They still go to Louis Vuitton. Almost died, you know. I saw him.
但我看到那去那边地方的人，有些都还是坐着轮椅的，生命都到最后的关头了。
Oxygen
还是去那边买高档货。
Right beside his wheelchair, there's an oxygen tank.
在他去买高档货的时候，旁边还有那个氧气罐还在。
Because they don't know where's home.
但是他们却不知道真正的家在哪里。
The younger son pursue all this, come to the end that he lost everything.
这个小儿子呢，他是追求这一切的，他最后还是失去。
It's good for him to lose everything.
其实失去这一切反而是好的了，对他来说。
Then he come home.
然后他会回头，回家。
And finally he come home. He asked for forgiveness.
终于他回来了。他寻求天父的原谅。
And the father's love never changed.
但父亲的爱是永不改变的。
If you look at the younger son on his right, right in his race, that is a dagger there.
如果你去看那个小儿子，他身上有个什么 dagger?
Dagger, just a knife, you know, dagger.
哦，他是有一把小刀了，你看他那个身上旁边侧旁。
And luckily, he still remember his last name, his family.
还好他还记得他的家，他的家族。
He lost everything, but he did not lose that dagger because that is the symbol of his family.
那个刀呢，其实是预表的是一个家族的这个象征。那个古代的人他们是有这个标记的，所以这个也是预表着他还记得这个我的家，我的身份。
He said, "I'll arose, I'll arise and go back home."
他说我要起来，我要回家。
And I have to tell my father, "I'm sin against you."
我要跟我的父亲说，我得罪了你。
And I don't deserve to be your son.
我不配做你的儿子了。
And he decided to come home at least, and he did not die. He come home.
而且他还是决定了回家。
Today, God wants you to come home too.
今天呢，神也要看到，想要我们回家。
If you are not a Christian,
如果你还不是基督徒
you've been listening to, you know, the gospel. Many people already mentioned it to you.
你听了很多人跟你提起的福音。
Today is time for you to come home.
今天你就是回家的时候。
You need to come home.
你要回家。
You've been out there for too long.
你在外面太久了。
Life is too tough for you.
生命已经太苦了。
God said, "Come home."
神说回家。
You feel the love, joy, peace in me.
你会体会到真正从神而来的仁爱、喜乐、和平。
The Father is waiting for you.
天父在等你。
所以 any one of you,
你们当中的任何人
has been struggling.
曾经有这个挣扎。
Jesus said, "No, I'll prepare a home for you, but you still have to come with me."
耶稣说我为你预备地方，但你还是得要愿意去啊。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Only through me.
耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命，你必须得通过。
You can come home.
你才能够真正到那个地方，你可以回家。
In China, you know, I heard a song. I don't know why they have song. Take me home, country road.
在中国
John Denver
不知道有没有听过这首歌带我回家
and become so famous in China everybody love it take me home country road
可能在中国也很流行这首歌
God want you to go home
神要你回家
today we have the world soccer you know, in North America every time when the American USA they win they sing the song take me home country roadI don't know why they sing that song.
Today?
Every time when they won the game, then they win again.
现在那个世界杯在比赛嘛，就每次他们进球的时候，开心的时候，他们会唱歌，就加拿大或者是美国的球队进球以后，他们会唱这首歌，带我回家，带回家。
The American will sing Take Me Home Country Road.
为什么会唱这首歌？
Of course, John Denver already there, right?
这是 John Denver 的歌。
He did not come home.
他已经死了，他已经过世了。
But you need to come home.
他没有回家，但你们要回家。
So today, God wants waiting for you to come home.
神等你回家。
When you come home,
当你回家的时候
you feel the warmth.
你会感觉到家的温暖。
You don't feel the misery all day. All day is a struggle.
你不会再感受外面的。
The miserable thing is, if you keep pursuing you, when you die, you cannot bring it with you.
如果你这些的话，世界上这些东西，你死了以后，它是不会你带不走的。
The Father is waiting for you, and the Bible said, Jesus, after he said, come home, I'm the way, and one more thing, he said, I will give you my peace.
神说了回家，我是道路，我会给你真正平安。
John
14, 这是约翰的
Peace I give to you.
14章里面所讲的，他说我给你的平安。
Not the peace of the world.
不是世界上可以给的。
It's the my peace, I'll give it to you from God.
平安，我给你的平安是从神而来的。
The peace of home
是一个家的平安。
You need to come home.
你得回家。
So before I go on,
所以我在我继续之前
any of you they haven't come home yet,
你们当中还没有回家的。
The Bible said today is the day.
圣经说，哎，今天就是你的时候了。
It's the day you need to come home. The door is open.
你要回家，门已经开了。
That is Psalm 116.
这是在诗篇114篇里面所写的。
116.
116篇。
19 and 20.
是19和20.
The door is open.
这门已经开了。
It's open for you.
为你而开了。
You need to enter.
你要进去。
God is waiting for you.
神在等你。
The Father is a loving Father waiting for you to come home.
慈爱的天父在等你回家。
So, now, today, the Bible says, this day is the day the Lord has made.
今天就是时候，神已经命定了这样的时候。
This day is the day God has made.
这是神所命定的日子。
You need to enter and come home and be happy.
然后欢喜快乐。
Only at home.
只有在家里。
You will be happy.
你才会有真正的快乐。
It's too much struggle, too much suffering.
因为外面太多的挣扎，太多的痛苦了。
You need to come. He will give you rest. He will give you peace.
给你
He will give you love
and peace. 给你平安，给你仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Only at the heavenly home.
只有在天上的家。
Eternal
too. 是永恒的家。
So I ask everybody to close your eyes.
你们闭上眼睛。
And pray.
祷告
for those who hasn't come home,
为那些还没有回到神家中的
The Holy Spirit is working,
圣灵会工作
because Holy Spirit will help you to come home.
圣灵会帮助你们，带你们回家。
You say I don't have the strength to come home.
如果你说啊，我没力量，我回不去。
But Second Timothy talks,
但是
The Lord is right beside you.
提摩太后顺便讲说，主就在你的旁边
，to give you strength,
会给你力量。
Come home.
会带你回家。
He'll bring you home.
他会带你回家。
You cannot come, but he will give you the strength to come home.
你自己没有力量回去，但是神会给你力量带你回去。
Today, if someone who has been struggling all their life,
今天如果你们当中有人在挣扎困苦之中
，It's time to come home.
这是回家的。
First, you come home, you see the abundance of home.
你回家，你会体会到家的丰富。
So anyone who wants to come home to the Father, the Heavenly Father today, you become the children of God.
你就是神的儿女。
It's free.
这是免费的。
All you need to do is,
你需要做的
ask the Holy Spirit to help you,
就是
give you the strength,
求圣灵帮助你
not your strength,
给你力量
is His strength.
这力量不是从你而来
He can do it for you. All you need to do is say yes. If anyone wants to say yes, you can raise your hand.I'll pray for you.
你愿意回家，你就举手。
Amen.
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 是的。
Any more people?
还有人吗？任何人都可以。你想要回家，你就举手。
Don't wait. You know, today
对
could be the last day of the life. We don't know, right?
因为我们生命真的是，我们不知道，说不定今天就是我们最后一天了。
We don't know because Jesus may come.
对啊，我们不知道，对不对？
Right? So you don't know. But if your heart urges you, you've been waiting, and God is waiting for you,
催促我们,
you need to say yes.
我们就说,
All you need to say, I believe yes. I sin against you, I'll go home.
我会回家。
This is an eternal home.
这是永恒的家。
Not a temporary home.
不是暂时。
And Jesus prepared a home for you.
耶稣为我们预备了天上的家。
Raise your hand.
所以我们手举起来的时候
God knows.
神就知道
All you need to do is just Yes, I want to go.
需要做的就是
all you need, I believe.
心里说我愿意
Okay, so I will continue But
继续往上讲
All you need to do is say yes
你唯一需要做的就是
Later on, after the sermon or any time
我们聚会结束后
You can tell me
你可以告诉我
God knows
神知道的
Another person who needs to go home is the older son.
还有一个要回家的，其实是那个，也是那个长子，他也是要回家的。
He said, you know, how could you know you treat me like this? The old, your younger son wasting everything, but now, you accept him.
他抱怨说，抱怨对父亲抱怨说，你的小儿子。 这样待你，败坏这个家产，我可不一样，你为什么会这样好的对他？
He's jealous.
他就是很妒忌。
And he doesn't want to go home.
他反而像是个流浪的狼。他明明在家里面，但是他反而又是一个流浪者。
And actually, we are maybe like the older son.
有的时候，我们也会像这个大儿子一样。
We love the world.
我们爱这个世界。
For whatever reason, we don't want to go home. Not the same reason as the older, the younger son is we have our pride, we have complaint.
可能我们不是像这个小儿子一样，是真的是去外面流浪，但我们心里面可能有我们的骄傲。
We need to go home.
我们也是需要回家。
We need to go back to the Father.
我们需要回到天父的身边。
The Bible says, "No, if you, I'm the one, you're the branches. Come home."
圣经说，主耶稣讲他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，我们要回家。
Rest in me, rest in me, we may in me.
连在他的身上，藏在他里面。
You bear much fruit.
你才会多结果子。
Why we are wandering? Why we are suffering now as a Christian?
为什么我们在流浪？我们在受苦
？Because we depend on ourselves.
因为我们作为基督徒呢，却是靠我们自己的力量。
Because we love the world.
因为我们爱这个世界。
Love the world doesn't mean that mean you pursue, you seek the world first, not God first.
这个世界呢，你是在追求这个世界。
You trust yourself first, not God.
你首先是信靠你自己，不是信靠。
We need to know when we come home, God.
我们得知道
，He'll take care of us.
我们回到天家，回到天父的面前呢，他是我们的父，他会照顾我们。
Trust more.
所以要更多信靠神。
That's why you can do less.
这样你就可以不用做那么辛苦了。
You struggle because you just do too much. You're tired.
你那么多的这个劳苦，就是因为你真的是不必要的。
When you are tired, you need to come today.
如果你累了
，I'll rest in you.
你得要回到这个神的家。
And Jesus command us to come. I give you rest.
命令我们说要来到他的面前，你就会得到真正的安息。
We need to go home too.
我们需要回家。
If you're wandering around as a Christian, you've been pursuing other things other than God, the Bible says, these will not last forever.
我们追求是外面世界上的东西，不是追求神的话。我们要知道，外面的那些东西呢，都不是。
The world and its pleasure will pass away. Only the one who does the will of God will live forever.
世界和世界上的事呢，都会过去。但唯有遵循神旨意的是永远长存。
We better think, hey, why? I don't have the strength, but the Bible said I can give you the strength through him who give me the strength. I can do anything through him who give me the strength.
我们这样想，我们是没有力量的，但是神呢，他可以给我们力量，靠着他加给我们力量，我们才能够凡事都能。
Every day we rely on God.
每一天我们都要信靠神。
Instead of relying on yourself，
要不要信靠？不要靠自己。
Just remember，
要记住
，depends on yourself is very tiring。
如果靠自己的话是很累的。
Trust in，
要信靠神。
Tough time God gave you a tough time for you is the purpose only purpose is for you to come home。
如果你经历什么样的困难啊这些呢？其实也在提醒你
，Come home first，
回家，先回到神的家。
The purpose of tough time is remind you that's your home there。
那些困难呢，其实也在提醒我们说，哎，有个家。
And that's a father there。
那有个父亲在那里。
He knows everything。
他知道一切。
All you need to do，
你唯一要做的
，just rest in him，
就是。安息在他里。
The Bible command us to come and rest in God.
圣经呢
？Of on ourselves.
就是命令我们要回到他的里面，得到真正的安息。
As a Christian, we need to go home every day to pray, to read the Bible, to connect to God. When the problem comes, we would seek first His kingdom. Seek Him first.
圣经里面呢，其实也就是我们每一天呢都需要神，都需要回家。每天都要读圣经，跟神连接在一起，在他里面得到真正的平安。
We need to come home.
我们需要回家。
As a Christian, we need to come home every day because
作为基督徒，每天都要回家。
You cannot depend on yourself.
因为你不能靠你自己。
God wants you to be happy.
神要让你得到真正的喜乐。天上的喜乐只有在他里面。
In him you find everything you need.
在他里面你可以得着你一切你需要的。
At home, everything is there.
天上所有的都在那里。
Because Father is there, He will give you everything.
父亲在那里，他会充足。
And the Bible promises He will supply all your need according to your glory in Jesus Christ.
应许了他会在耶稣基督里供应你一切的需要。
And God's love is practical. He will provide. He will provide for you.
他会供应。
And He will love you. He will care about you.
爱你。
And all your life, every day will be happy day.
一生都会有喜乐在他里面。
Even in tough time.
甚至在困境中都有喜乐。
The Bible never promises you don't have difficult time.
圣经从来没有应许说你不会有遇到任何困难。
The Bible says you don't rejoice on your problem, you rejoice in the Lord.
圣经并没有说在因为困难而喜乐，圣经上说是因为你要在主里面喜乐。
In this world, Jesus in John 16:33,
在约翰福音15:26里面有讲到。15:32里面有讲到。16:33.
In this world,
在这个世界里面
you will have trouble.
你会有麻烦。
But in me,
但在我里面
you have peace.
你会有平安。
My peace,
我的平安。
Why? Because I have overcome the world.
诶，为什么呢？因为我们已经胜过了，神已经胜过
了。Christian has overcome the world.
基督徒呢，会胜过这个世界。
Because Christ has overcome the world.
因为基督已经胜过了这个世界。
God's love has overcome the world.
神的爱呢，已经胜过了这个世界。
In me, you will find love, joy, peace.
在耶稣里面，你会找到仁爱。
Remember John 16:33.
约翰福音16:33。
I give you my peace.
我给你我的平安。
Not the peace of the world.
世上的平安。
In this world, for sure, you have problems.
在这个世上，你们一定会有患难。
You have difficult time.
你会有困难。
But remember, take heart.
但记住，要放心。
I have overcome the world.
因为我已经胜了这个世界。
So you will overcome.
所以你可以胜过。
If God is for us, who is against us?
如果神与我们同在，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who can separate from the love of God?
谁能够使我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
That's Romans chapter 8.
这是罗马书。
Bible is full of promises, 7,000 promises. God's love is enough to cover you. In Him, you find everything you need.
圣经上有7,000处的应许，说神的爱已可以足够帮助我们胜过。
That's the climax of the Bible that you are the children of God.
这里呢讲到说你是神的儿子呢，神的孩子呢，这个是到了最高潮，你不用任何的惧怕，你回家。
And 统统 understood.
统统明白。
Because every time she has any problem, she come home. She will go to the mother.
每次她有困难的时候，她找爸爸妈妈。
We must do the same thing.
我们也是一样，找我们的爸爸妈妈。
And God is capable to care.
神是有足够的大能，他可以照顾。
And the Bible said, you know, in Jeremiah chapter 32, I love you with everlasting love.
在耶利米书里面第32章什么？它里面啊，第三章还是？
32。
第32章里面有讲的，他说我用永远的爱爱你。
Not temporary，
不是暂时的。
It's everlasting，
是永远的爱。
Unfailing love，
是永不失败的爱。
It's forever，
是永恒的。
Are we establish you？
他要在你里面建立这样的爱。
When you are out there struggling, come home. He will rebuild you, reestablish you.
你在外面，你是受了这么多的苦，但这个爱要在你里面建立起来。
Then he promised in the Bible, then you will find joy.
圣经就应许了，说你会找到真正的神里面的喜乐。
So we learn two lessons here.
我们学到两个功课。
In this picture,
在这个。有话里面
，The Father is always there waiting for you.
第一个就是父亲的孩一直在那里等你。
You never been home. It's time to go home.
如果你从来没有回家的，这个时候 是回家的时候。
You are already home before, but you drift away, but you need to come home.
也许你呢曾经在家里面，后来就离开家了。
That's the only place you can find real love, joy.
这是唯一一个你能找到仁爱、喜乐、和平的地方。
In spite of difficult time.
是你看到这个周围的这个那个困境的。
That's the Bible always say, rejoice in the Lord always.
圣经上也讲说，他常常在主里面喜乐，
the Lord,
在主里面喜乐
，not rejoice in the problem，
而不是在困难中，是因着困难喜乐。
It's rejoice in the Lord even you have problem，
而是在主里面喜乐，可能困难仍然还在。
And because Jesus has overcome，
但是因为耶稣已经胜过了这一切。
But as a children of God， you need，
作为神的儿女，你需要。
Choose to go home.
需要回到神的家。
God is waiting.
神在等你。
Doors open.
门开了。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。